Here's a special offer for Issues Etc. listeners. For any size gift between now and the end of the year, we'll send you a CD of a Christmas and the Baptism of Jesus sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin. You can donate at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size year-end gift, we'll send you a CD of Todd's Christmas and Baptism of Jesus sermons.
Well, the time has come, as it does almost every Friday, near the end of the program. We like to play a little game with our listeners that we call Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's a very simple game. Just involves you, our listeners, listening to four soundbites that we put together from this week's Issues Etc. audio. And then all you've got to do is pick which one you think ought to be the Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Your reasons are your own. Give us a call with your vote and your reason why you're voting for that particular soundbite as Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or sending us an email right here in the studio, talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. And the best vote this week, when all is said and done, we'll get the LPR bundle package, and I have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. That's how we play. And here are the sound bites. Sound bite number one comes from Pastor Matt Harrison, why we need Advent.
We have to recognize who we are, beggars. We are beggars. This is true. Jesus comes for beggars. Jesus has mercy on beggars. Jesus comes to have mercy on beggars. There's a great, you know, the Syrophoenician woman comes to Jesus and says, Lord, my child is in need. And he says, I didn't come for you Canaanite dogs. I came for the children of the lost house of Israel. And she says, yes, Lord, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. And Luther says about this, she grabs Jesus by the neck with that statement. He couldn't but have mercy on her. And He loves to have mercy. He has mercy upon us, and He promises His mercy to the repentant. Oh, Lord, have mercy upon us. Forgive us our many, many sins, pastors and congregations. Shed Your mercy upon us. And the Lord promises and loves to have mercy. That's why He exists. That's why repentance is just so critical, and it's a gift given by the Word of God.
That is soundbite number one, Pastor Matt Harrison, why we need Advent. If you'd like it to be soundbite of the week, just give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, via email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Dr. Beverly Yonke. We were talking about holiday depression and the church, and this is what she thinks the church could do, very basically, for those depressed at the holiday.
It's remarkably helpful if a pastor, for example, in the prayer of the church, is able to include a petition about our special prayer for God's mercy and compassion and encouragement to those people who struggle with depression in these days, that God would sustain them and comfort them and give them hope at times that might be very difficult. To the average person who's in worship during the days of Advent and Christmas, the prayer is, well, of course, that's a wonderful thing to pray for. To the person who's depressed and who hears a petition like that brought before our most holy God in our public assembly of worship, it is a clear signal that this place, God's people gathered around this altar for Word and Sacrament ministry, they understand, they get it. Thanks be to God. I am safe in this place. I won't be misunderstood.
All right, that's soundbite number two. If you'd like that to be soundbite of the week this week here on Issues Etc., 1-877-623-MYIE, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. When you vote on Facebook, make sure you include your city and your state. When you email us your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, also include your city and state. Soundbite number three comes from Rick Horton. We were talking about Albert Pujols and the big question that everybody wants an answer to. Is Albert being greedy?
The issue of greed is always accompanied with the issue of envy. And so I think we all have to, as we look about it, ask, you know, when you throw the greed stone, you have to look at the envy stone in your own, the log in your own eye. And so I think there's certainly an issue there. And really, I guess I would say that greed is something that is clearly a problem in our culture, in our country, and certainly is, you know, against God's direction for us. I mean, we shouldn't hoard, certainly, and we should be thankful for his provision. And when you're dealing at high levels of business decision, it's really tough for people to grapple with the kind of the spiritual responsibility that comes with God. I don't even want to say blessing you with funds and with money and with resources, because sometimes it's not a blessing. It's a responsibility. And so I think that's really in Albert's heart and anybody's heart that is confronted with the kind of the decision that Albert had. And I'm going to be the last one to judge what's going on in his heart. And he may have reasons that I don't know for leaving the Cardinals. And, you know, I think we're sad about it as Cardinal fans, but I'm a fan of Albert Pujols too. So I'm happy for him. And I believe he's going to try to be the best steward he can with the funds that God's providing him with.
All right. Now that was soundbite number three. Soundbite number four is coming up here. And then it's going to be time for you to call, email, send us a tweet, or visit our Facebook fan page and pick soundbite of the week this week. Your votes determine which of these soundbites is going to be soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-MYIE, our Twitter address at IssuesETC, our in-studio email address talkback@issuesetc.org, and our Facebook fan page where you can also vote, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Get ready to vote. Here's soundbite number four, Pastor George Borghardt on true innovation in the church.
You want to do something out of the box? Bow your head at the words, and he became man. You want to do something out of the box? You want to do something innovative or relevant? Drop a knee at the words, and he became man, or this is my body given for you. This is my blood shed for you and for forgiveness of sins. You do that, you're doing something out of the box. That'll get you on TV, what they call it, T-bowing. We have a word for that in the Christian church. It's called reverence. It's called genuflect. It's called Jesus is man. And he's on the altar. Pause and ponder. Pause and ponder the Advent season, where it's homo phocasis, and he became man.
All right, it's Friday afternoon. It's the 16th of December. You've heard all four sound bites. It's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Only your votes. Pick Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and you get a possibility of winning that LPR bundle package, the I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. Vote by giving us a call, and phone call votes get to go first. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email right here in the studio with your vote. Include your city and state. Talkback@IssuesETC.org. Talkback@IssuesETC.org. Send it as a tweet at IssuesETC or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Soundbite number one, Pastor Matt Harrison, Why We Need Advent. Soundbite number two, Dr. Beverly Yonke, The Church and Holiday Depression. Soundbite number three, Rick Horton, Is Albert Pujols Being Greedy? Or soundbite number four, Pastor George Borghardt, True Innovation in the Church.
It's the most wonderful time.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
Tired of an endless loop of pop Christmas music? Coming December 24th, sacred music for the Christmas season. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Serenity. Stability. Solemnity. Lutheran Public Radio. Sacred music for the Christmas season. Coming Christmas Eve at LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Often imitated, never equaled. You're listening to Issues Etc. Imagine steadfastlutherans.org as the internet version of your neighborhood pub. Your neighborhood confessional Lutheran pub, that is, where the finest in Lutheran conversation is going on at every table and at the bar, sometimes contentious, but always informative and unabashedly Lutheran. We're only serving Wittenberg Ale. We even have a guy named Norm. So check us out. www.steadfastlutherans.org. We'll save a seat at the bar for you.
Have you ever wanted to delve into the writings of the early church fathers, but didn't know where to begin? Well, we have just the resource for you. It's our book of the month for December, A Year with the Church Fathers, Meditations for Each Day of the Church Year. You can find out more at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase A Year with the Church Fathers, Meditations for Each Day of the Church Year by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. A Year with the Church Fathers, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and your turn to pick which one you think ought to be the soundbite of the week by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE. We are coming to you live this Friday afternoon. It's December the 16th, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Your chance to win an LPR bundle package, and I Have Issues t-shirt, and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. Just vote. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at @issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page. We've left space there for you to do it, facebook.com/issuesetc. Up first from Jefferson City, Missouri, Eric is on the line. Hi, Eric.
Hi, blessed Advent to you and to all the good Issues Etc. listeners out there.
And to you as well.
I wanted to vote for George Borgardt's quote, or his thoughts on thinking outside the box and genuflecting at bowing the head and doffing the cap and whatever at the words he became man. You know, it made me think that those who try to do what's outside the box really are doing the exact opposite. They're conforming the church or what have you to the society. In fact, they're putting us back inside the box, if anything. And it also, his words highlight the fact that it's really the only one who ever really does anything outside the box is God. He does what's surprising. He becomes man. He places himself into our mouths and unites us to him in a special way. So that's what his words made me think of. Thanks a lot, and Lord's blessings to you all.
Eric, thanks very much. Thanks for listening in Jefferson City. Almost a soundbite itself. Who knows? Here's a vote from the Issues Etc. comment line.
Yeah, hi, this is Mike from Kansas City, and I'd like to vote for Soundbite of the Week. And if you don't mind me being a little bit trivial, because you got some really important topics there, but I'll just vote for Rick Horton. I think he really hit one out of the park with his comment. You know, Albert Pujols is not a hero. He's a baseball player. And I can't tell you how important that is for our children to really understand that about celebrities. But having said that, I like the guy. And to say that he's being disloyal and greedy, it's really somewhat hypocritical of fans. I mean, the amount of money a person makes doesn't necessarily make him greedy. And who amongst us doesn't want to negotiate the best salary we can for ourselves and our vocation? And as far as loyalty is concerned, you know, fans really need to take a good long look at themselves, because where does their loyalty to baseball players go when the players' skills begin to diminish? I mean, I've seen fans turn on players a multitude of times, you know, when a player is struggling to perform. And I will miss seeing Albert in a St. Louis uniform, but my real disappointment now is going to be that the Angels are not scheduled to play in St. Louis in interleague play this year, because I'd be really interested to see the reaction of the fans of Albert's appearance at Busch Stadium. Anyway, good programming this week, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much for your vote. Thanks for listening in Kansas City. Ryan in Louisville, Illinois says, my vote is for soundbite number 3. That's Rick Horton is Albert Pujols greedy. He says, yes, Pujols is going to make a good amount of money, but does that make him greedy? He got a raise at his job. Does this make him greedy? Is anyone who receives a raise at their job then greedy? He happens to work in a league where salaries are large. I think Horton wonderfully states how before we ask the question about greed, maybe we should look at ourselves and see if it's done out of envy. And secondly, we don't know what's in the heart or what he plans to do with the money he will now make. While fans of St. Louis are sad they're going to lose one of the greatest players ever, perhaps we should hold our judgment on him and instead do what Mr. Horton said, take the log out of our own eye. I also wanted to say, says Ryan in Louisville, how difficult it was to decide between this and President Harrison. He is truly a blessing to the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Well, Ryan, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Illinois. In Moorhead, Minnesota, Paul is listening. He says he's voting for soundbite number one, Pastor Matt Harrison, why we need Advent. There is a compelling need for repentance in our churches and our society, says Paul. Paul, thank you very much for your vote. In Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, Eric says, I would like to vote for soundbite number one, Pastor Matt Harrison, because he has the most soothing voice I have ever heard, and the content is great as well. I've often thought of that when talking to Matt. It's a very soothing voice, indeed. Still plenty of times for your vote. You can vote for soundbite number one, Pastor Matt Harrison, why we need Advent. Soundbite number two, Dr. Beverly Yonke, holiday depression in the church. Rick Horton is soundbite number three, is Albert Pujols greedy? Or soundbite number four, Pastor George Borghardt on true innovation in the church. Phone callers get top priority. Our phone number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. A tweet at IssuesETC or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December is A Year with the Church Fathers. It's a great devotional resource. It's one of those things where you can allow yourself day by day to be immersed in the thought and the writing, the theology and the work of these early church fathers that are often, because their writings are ancient, sometimes they're obscure, sometimes it's inaccessible. This book makes it more accessible for each and every one of us. I strongly encourage you to begin a devotional year with the Church Fathers, with our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December, A Year with the Church Fathers. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, or order it from Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Kelly in Franklin, Tennessee says, it's a close call between Pastor Harrison, that would be soundbite number one, and Pastor Borghardt, that would be soundbite number four. So tough to choose. Both speak the truth so eloquently. Without a doubt, we're in dire need of some R&R, repentance and reverence. Going to go with Pastor Borghardt this time, soundbite number four. Thank you, Kelly. Thanks for listening in Tennessee. Eric listens in Clinton, Tennessee. He says, number one, Pastor Matt Harrison, keeping the Advent, and all that we need is to be repentant, the most important thing for us all. Soundbite of the week this week, according to your votes, is soundbite number one, Pastor Matt Harrison, why we need Advent.
We have to recognize who we are, beggars. We are beggars, this is true. Jesus comes for beggars. Jesus has mercy on beggars. Jesus comes to have mercy on beggars. There's a great, you know, the Syrophoenician woman comes to Jesus and says, Lord, my child is in need. And he says, I didn't come for you Canaanite dogs. I came for the children of the lost house of Israel. And she says, yes, Lord, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. And Luther says about this, she grabs Jesus by the neck with that statement. He couldn't but have mercy on her. And he loves to have mercy. He has mercy upon us, and he promises his mercy to the repentant. Oh, Lord, have mercy upon us. Forgive us our many, many sins, pastors and congregations. Shed your mercy upon us. And the Lord promises and loves to have mercy. That's why he exists. That's why repentance is just so critical. And it's a gift given by the Word of God.
All right, that's the winner of Soundbite of the Week. According to your vote, soundbite number one, Pastor Matt Harrison, why we so desperately need Advent. Sounds like something we need year-round as well. The LPR bundle package goes, well, we had three Erics in addition to all the other voters, but three of them were Erics. But Eric in Jefferson City Missouri. If you would email us with your mailing address and your shirt size, we will send out the LPR bundle package to you. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, consider this weekend making a year-end tax-deductible donation. We're currently about $34,000 short of making our budget this year. Our listeners are very generous this year in helping us close that gap, but we still need a lot of help. You can support the worldwide outreach with a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. You can also make a gift by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. Send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. The address again, LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Now, for any size year-end donation, we'll send you a CD of a sermon that I preached on Christmas and another on the baptism of Jesus. Thanks for listening, and thanks for keeping us in mind at the end of 2011. Monday on Issues Etc., we're going to be talking about a pair of saints. In fact, we might call them the first saints. On Monday, the church remembers Adam and Eve. We could even call them Saint Adam and Saint Eve. Dr. David Adams will join us from Concordia Seminary in St. Louis to remember Monday, Adam and Eve. We need, you know that little song, we need a little Christmas because we need a little cheering up. We need a little of that holiday free spirit, the happiness that comes with the holidays. We need Advent too. We need Advent year-round. This is why the church punctuates its celebrations with these seasons of repentance, to remind us that the whole Christian life, day by day, hour by hour, is a life that is lived in repentance and the forgiveness of sins. It's not a cycle of repent, then be forgiven, repent, then be forgiven. It's a condition that we are given, as Pastor Harrison said so well, given as a gift of God's grace, a life that is repentance, a life that is the forgiveness of sins won for us by Jesus Christ in his perfect life, death, and resurrection. So we need Advent, we need it now, and we need it all the time. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.